We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Brachos Mem Zayin Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Hamashkim Kodem Or Hayom Lilmod. If one wakes up before sunrise in order to learn, Mevarach Berachos HaTorah, you can make Berachos HaTorah then, whatever time you wake up to learn. Ve'ein Od Tzarich Lachos Or Levarach K'sheich Beis HaKnesses. And you do not need to then make a new Berachos HaTorah when you go to daven. As opposed to staying up all night where we had the discussion whether you need to make a new Berachos HaTorah or not. Here you made a Berachos HaTorah for that day when you woke up in the middle of the night or close to the morning, and you do not need to make a new Berachos HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you went back to sleep after you woke up to learn, and you slept a lengthy sleep, you still do not need to make a new Berachos HaTorah, because you probably had in mind when you made that Berachos HaTorah when you woke up that it should pater all of your learning for that entire day. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the opinion in Sif Yud Aleph, that you can make a bracha even after Ashenas Keva during the day, then you can make a bracha of Berachos HaTorah even after this rest, this sleep as well. Hamashkim kodem or hayom mevarach kol seder brachos chutz im brachas hanosin lasech avinu parshas hatamid sheyamtim mil amra ad sheyer hayom. If you wake up before sunrise, you can make any bracha you want, including all the brachos hashachar, except for hanosin lasech avinu, because the rooster has not yet crowed, and you should not recite yet parshas hatamid because it is not yet the day, and all the karbonos are brought during the day, so that's when they should be said. Rather, you should wait until daytime in order to say that. The Mishnah Berurah ever quotes the Achronim who agree that you can make the bracha of Hanosin Lasechvi even before the sun comes out in the morning. Or some say, L'chachili, you should wait until the sun comes out if you have not yet heard the Tarnagol crow, and it is only B'dieve that if you didn't hear it, that you'd be able to say it, as we saw in the Ramah earlier. So the only ones that should not be recited so early in the morning are really the Parshas Har Karbonos, but all of the brachos can be said. If you wake up after Chatzos and you're going to go back to sleep, Hamaver Sheinan Al Kaina Shema should not be recited if you're planning on going back to sleep again, according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah comments, L'chadchila Yitol Yadav Kodim Sheyivarech L'yomod. It's best to wash your hands before you make a bracha and learn. If you do not have water, Yachol L'mod Ulvarech B'lonatila, then you can learn without washing first. Like other brachos, which you are allowed to make before you wash your hands, as long as there's no ruach ra there. If you dalid nashim mevarchos brachos haTorah, the Mechaber paskins that women do make brachos haTorah. The Be'er Halacha explains that there are two possibilities as to why women would make Berachos HaTorah. One is because they're obligated to learn the halachos which apply to them, and they're obligated to say the Parshas HaKarbanos, which are in Tefillah, and therefore you would need to make Berachos HaTorah on those things which they are obligated to learn. That is what the Magen Avraham says. However, the Vilna Gaon says that it is not because they are obligated to learn Torah. Rather, just like they are able to volunteer to make any other bracha which they are exempt from, like a mitzvah seseh she'azman grama, if they perform the mitzvah, they would then make a bracha. So too, Talmud Torah, even though women are exempt from Talmud Torah, they could volunteer to learn and make a bracha on it if they want. However, this explanation of the Vilna Gaon does not work for the Mechaber, because we know elsewhere the Mechaber paskins, as the Sfardim do, that women are not able to make brachos when they volunteer to perform mitzvahs which they are exempt from. They can volunteer to perform the mitzvah, but they can't make the bracha. The Ashkenazim, the Ramah Paskins, they can. The Mechaber Paskins, they can't. So according to the Mechaber, the Vilna Gaon's explanation would not work, but the Vilna Gaon might be saying this for his own logic. Third explanation of why women would make the bracha of Berachos HaTorah is according to Briska Rav, Reb Chaim, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not like every other mitzvah. The bracha of Talmud Torah is not the bracha on the mitzvah, rather it is the chefza shel Torah requires a bracha. So anytime Torah is learned, it requires a bracha. What would the nafkamina be? The nafkamina would be whether women can be motzi men in the bracha. If a man stayed up the entire night and he's not sure whether he should make a Berachos HaTorah or not, or he slept a very short sleep on a plane and he's not sure whether he should make a Berachos HaTorah or not, can his wife be motzi him with the Berachos HaTorah? It's according to the Vilna Gaon, for sure not, because she has no obligation in Talmud Torah, she's just volunteering to make the bracha. According to the Magen Avraham, that it's because she is obligated in the mitzvos that she needs to learn. So then maybe her Birchas HaTorah is on the same level as the Birchas HaTorah of the man, and maybe the same thing would be true for Reb Chaim as well. However, it could be that there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's the one of Talmud Torah unto itself, and that of learning in order to perform. So women who would only have the aspect of learning in order to perform the mitzvahs which apply to them, and not the mitzvah itself of Talmud Torah itself. So maybe since they only have one aspect of the mitzvah, maybe they could not be motzi men. So this is a suffix, and if you're not going to make it in the bracha anyway, I guess it can't hurt to have your wife make it for you if there's no one else around. But since according to the Vilna Gaon, it would not work, it is best not to rely on this if you don't need to.